me help you understand. All you got to do is pick up the Word of God and see from the beginning to the end, and especially concentrated in the New Testament, God planned for Jesus to be the resolution of all man's conflict. From the internal conflict to the eternal conflict, Jesus is God's resolution for man. In other words, Jesus is the answer for the world today and tomorrow and forever. He has already been that yesterday, so he's not about to change who he is, not even for the devil. Now listen, Jesus Christ, the same. My brothers and sisters, when you begin to think about Jesus Christ the same, I thought so many times about how I would have loved to have been in the days when Jesus walked the earth and all of the wonderful things he did in the earth realm, and he did amongst men, and he did for men, and he did in men, and he did with men. I hoped and prayed that I could have experienced that, but that was not God's divine plan for my life. And when I read those stories, those accounts in the New Testament about all of the things, wouldn't you have liked to have been there when Jesus turned the water? And now, listen, I'm not excited about the wine because I'm not a wine drinker. But just to see him turn the water into wine would have been a magnificent sight. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there on the Red Sea? I mean, on the stormy sea when Jesus was on the pillar sleeping in the hinder part of the ship, and the waters, the rains and the waves and the winds were blowing, and they ran back there to wake him up because they got scared when he already told them, let us go to the other side. He had already given his word that we're gonna make it. When the Lord gives you his word, you can rest on it. You can go to sleep. It matters not that the storms rise and the winds blow and the waters and the waves into the ship. If he said you're gonna make it, you are going to make it. And when they woke him up, he stood up and said, peace, be still. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there when they say a lad had his lunch? And searching history and listening at the scholars, they say that was not the boy's lunch. Matter of fact, it was later in the day. What lunch boy, a boy holds his lunch to the late afternoon hours? But here was what they said. The boy was a hawker. A hawker. In other words, no doubt his father perhaps may have died, and he at this age now, 12 and older, he became the man of the house now. His mother probably baked the bread. He went fishing, and whenever there were crowds, he would take his wares and go to the crowd and say, I have fish and bread here. Come and get it while it lasts. And no doubt you remember the disciples asked where, Jesus said, where can we buy bread? And they're like, well, Lord, look at all these people. Morgan G. Campbell said that must have been 15,000 people although the Bible says Jesus fed 5,000 men, not including women and children. So he said, if you just put one woman and one child to one man, that's at least 15,000. But where there were more children and those who were not married, it balances out. But here is the point I'm making. Jesus took two small fish. Two, they weren't perches, but they were like perches. And five barley loaves. Barley was one of the common wheats. It was like the cheaper wheat for the poor folk. Barley loaves of bread. And the boy was probably hollering, I got two small fish left and five loaves of bread. And the disciples heard it. Because the question was asked, where can we buy even 200 pennies worth? Would not be sufficient for all of these. And Jesus told them, buy the bread. They bought that bread from the boy. They bought that fish from the boy. And Jesus took that bread and fish and he blessed it. Amen. And when he blessed it, you know, I'm wondering, who else was wondering, what is he gonna do with that? Two small fish, five loaves of bread, over 5,000 folk here. What is he? Is he gonna have that just for himself? But when he blessed it, the next step was he break it. And the miracle was in the breaking. He just kept on breaking. And the more he broke, the more the fish multiplied. He just kept on breaking. You know, every now and then now when I see God working in my life and he's breaking me here and breaking me there, it makes me go back to what he did. When he's breaking me, it's only because he's multiplying the blessings in my life. When he breaks you, he's breaking you to bless you. Somebody ought to shout and say, while I'm being broken, I believe I'll shout. Yeah, break me, Jesus. Break me, Jesus. Hallelujah. But wouldn't you have liked to have been there when his best friend, sisters called him and he was on his bed of affliction and he was ministering the word and he could have gotten back there in time to heal Lazarus. But sometimes we've got to realize for our own benefit that God knows best. And when he chooses, because we don't know he always knows best, but we need to come to that revelation that he knows best, that when he chooses to upgrade the blessing, we need to say, work on, Jesus. Did not go back purposely to allow Lazarus to die. And he wanted him to die temporarily to prove that they were looking at what they were looking for. I am the resurrection and the life. The life. And so when he came back there, Mary and Martha moaning, oh, Mary, don't you? Tell Martha not to moan. Yeah. Now listen, so here Jesus says, listen, do you believe I am who I say I am? I can do what I said I can do. Yeah, Lord, I believe he's going to rise again in the resurrection. But I'm talking about right now. Jesus said, no, you're looking at the resurrection. I'm trying to get you to see something you're thinking about far off and is standing right in front of you. If I am the resurrection, then why do you have to wait for the resurrection? Let me show you something. Where have you laid him? Oh, Lord, now listen, they got attitudes now. They got big attitudes. If you had only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know, he's like, what are you doing? This was your best friend, and this is what you do? You let him die? Jesus said, I want to know where you buried. That's all I'm asking you. Where did you bury him? And he goes to the tomb. Would you have liked to have been there when the naysayers were around? The disbelievers were around. Those who didn't understand the power and the might in the hand of Jesus, in the words of Jesus, when he said, listen, roll away the stone. Why was that so? Because God, Jesus Christ, always wants us to do what we can. We are responsible for doing the possible, and he is responsible for doing the impossible. So they rolled the stone in front of the grave, the tomb, the hewn out rock. Then they could roll the stone away from it. And Jesus simply said, Lazarus, come forth. Three words. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus got up. I like the way the old preacher said, if he hadn't called his name, everything in there would have gotten out the grave. However, that didn't apply here because it was only him in that grave there. But he meant in the graveyard. If he had just said, come forward, everybody would come. But here is the point. He was able to prove that life was in him. Now, here is the truth of the matter. He did not, he is the resurrection. But I've shared this with you before. He did not resurrect Lazarus. He resuscitated Lazarus. He raised Lazarus. Because if he had resurrected Lazarus, Lazarus never would have died again. Somebody not hear me. Everybody he resuscitated, Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, the widow of Nain's son, they all died again. It was just to prove to all of those who were connected with them that you should have your focus on him who is the life, who is the resurrection, who is able to do anything but fail. You need to get off of looking at always the situation and start focusing on the source. He is the solution. He is the resolution to all man's problems. The same Jesus. Listen, that even the Old Testament spoke about. Listen, the same Jesus that they called wonderful. The same Jesus that they call Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the same Jesus who was wounded for our transgressions, The praise team tried to sing about it this morning.